KFC asks Japanese to pre-order traditional Christmas meals to abide by social distancing rules. By Francis Martel on December 15, 2021. KFC is striving to ensure that it will meet its typical high demand in Japan for Christmas Day by urging customers to pre-order, avoiding the creation of the usual long times that now violate coronavirus social distancing measures, Reuters reported Wednesday. Many Japanese partake in a KFC fried chicken dinner on Christmas, a tradition born in the 1970s as a result of savvy marketing and, the legend goes, a fateful turn as Santa Claus for the man who ran what has become the most important KFC franchise in Japanese history. As Japan has a very small Christian population, most citizens do not celebrate the holiday proper, and the country had no widespread established traditions before KFC filled the void, offering upscale fried chicken dinners for a romantic couple's night on December 25. KFC Christmas marketing is especially aggressive in Japan, and the company often presents itself as a defining cultural marker of Christmas as a holiday. The popularity of KFC Christmas dinners, Reuters reported, apparently caused some concern for company executives in light of the ongoing Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Japan has documented 1.7 million cases of coronavirus since the pandemic began and over 18,000 deaths. In the past month, that tally has been upwards of 3,000 cases. While not among the world's highest coronavirus infection rates, Japanese officials have implemented strict measures to contain the virus and have expressed concerns that the Omicron variant, discovered by South African scientists in November, may pose a significant threat to society, instituting a sweeping travel ban that keeps non-citizens and non-residents out indefinitely. Japan has documented 32 Omicron cases, but about half of them were confirmed in the past 24 hours. This year, KFC Holdings Japan, the domestic licensor of the Yum! Brands Incorporated franchise, is nudging customers to order online and then pick up their chicken at a certain time, rather than forming up in the traditional queues, Reuters reported. The run-up to Christmas is the company's biggest sales week, and it hopes the move will help maintain those revenues, which fell last year from a record, and let customers keep a tradition that stretches back to the 1970s. The first major move to encourage customers to play ahead and not rush to restaurants on December 25 was an early bird special that offered discounts for reserving a meal. The deal ended on December 12, according to KFC's official Japanese website. The top deal KFC offered for early birds was a party bucket to share with a large group for 4,000 yen, about $35. As an infection countermeasure, we're spacing out reservations to try to limit as much as possible the times when people are bunched together, Tetsuya Noguchi, a KFC Japan spokesman, told Reuters. Other deals still available in Japan at press time include a premium roast chicken dinner, various specials including a chocolate dessert for two or larger groups, and a chicken breast stuffed with cheese sauce. Reuters noted that KFC enjoyed record Christmas sales in 2019 before the pandemic and lockdown restrictions resulted in a sharp decline in profits, as many were not gathering or dining out. In addition to the typical reasons sales are high in Japan for the company during Christmas, local outlets noted that KFC had successfully fueled a meme recipe, devil cooked rice, that had become popular online. The recipe required pieces of KFC chicken to be placed into a rice cooker with rice, soy sauce, and chicken broth. KFC first offered a Christmas dinner deal in Japan in 1974, the brainchild of franchisee Takeshi Okawara, who opened the first restaurant in the country in 1970. Okawara was recruited to cater a Christmas party at a local Catholic school and to play Santa Claus, and now admits that, after his Santa Claus performance grew into a local curiosity, he lied on television and claimed Americans eat chicken for Christmas. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.